Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Welcome back to Here and Now. More than 1,440 American troops have been killed in Afghanistan this year. One of them was Captain Dale Getz, a Baptist minister. He was on his way to counsel soldiers at remote outposts when a roadside bomb blew up his vehicle, killing him and four other soldiers. Getz was the first Army chaplain killed in combat since the Vietnam War. Chaplains have served in the Army since the Revolutionary War. 400 have died in combat. 6 have been awarded the Medal of Honor. Today, hundreds of chaplains are deployed with soldiers around the world, including those fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. Chaplain Donald Rutherford is a Catholic priest and the second highest-ranking chaplain in the U.S. Army. He joins us from the Pentagon. And Chaplain Rutherford, I understand you'll be spending Christmas with soldiers stationed in Kuwait.
It's a great time to get over there with them, I think. Soldiers away from their families. Kind of shows them that we still care back in the Pentagon.
Can you give us a sense of the religious spectrum that Army chaplains represent? You're a Catholic priest, but how wide does it go regarding the many different religious faiths?
Well, we have 130 different religious groups endorsing Army chaplains, and we have 2,700 chaplains who are on active duty. Now, as a Catholic priest, I'm one of about 92, I think, I looked at it last week, of priests we have on active duty. We're kind of spread kind of thin. Chaplains of any denomination are really busy all the time. We have rabbis, we have Orthodox priests, we have Muslim chaplains, imams, and we even have our first active duty Buddhist priest who is being assigned to Joint Base Lewis McChord out in Washington. So we're awful busy, and we are short, some chaplains, believe it or not, especially in the reserve component.
It sounds as if military chaplains are stretched just like the soldiers because of multiple deployments and two wars, Afghanistan and Iraq.
You're right, ma'am. They sure are. I was at the advanced course graduation, our career course graduation last week, and we graduated 45 captains who have been through many deployments. One was deployed 4 times. So we figure he's been away from his family at least 4 years. I think one of those was a 50-month deployment. So he is stretched, and they're tired, but they're doing well. What we try to do is we try to take care of them especially. Captain Carver, who's our chief of chaplains, has a new center for spiritual leadership, and we try to look at ways to make sure the chaplains and chaplain assistants stay resilient in their own face of their own constant deployments. Everybody comes and talks to the chaplain about their problems. Well, what does the chaplain do? Well, he gets some help, probably from he has someone to talk to there, and chaplains are up there with him, so we got to take care of ourselves too.
And it's been such a deadly war in Afghanistan for U.S. troops. Military chaplains have had to preside over hundreds of memorial services. Is that taking a toll on chaplains as well?
They're very resilient. They talk to one another. We always tell a chaplain to have a chaplain, someone to go to, someone they can talk to, they can lean upon.
But do they always have that when they're on some remote outposts with troops?
The best that we do is we use technology. We have things that they can tie into at the school. They can always come back to here to see what we need, what we can get to them. A lot of the FOBs, we have problems getting chaplains out to sometimes.
The forward operating bases?
Exactly. So we try to get them out as often as we possibly can. That's how a chaplain lost his life, is getting out to one of those outposts to be with the troops.
That was Captain Dale Getz. He was killed in combat
correct.
In Afghanistan this year, and
that's
I believe
correct.
He was on his second combat tour. Did you know him?
I sure did. I was with his first one, and he was based out of a unit from Fort Lewis, Washington. Was deployed to Mosul, Iraq, and in fact, we came up with a picture of us all posing together up at the castle in Iraq.
What do you think his death represents?
The chaplains are out there with the soldiers all the time. Every time where they go, the chaplain assistant is going to be out there with them. We do everything that they do, everything but carry a weapon. We're trained the same exact way. If you go to our basic course down at Fort Jackson, the chaplains are, they're doing physical training in the morning. They're getting up early. They are going out and going through all the training you possibly could want to have. They're trained in IED identification to know what to look for. They certainly are physically fit, and we know they are spiritually fit when we get them out there. They work with both the chaplains who are assigned to the school, But also, they're also in touch with the denominations all the time, also their own endorsing agents who help them to, you know, say, what do you need to have? I know Dale was. Dale's endorsing agent was very, very close to him.
But as you say, military chaplains are not armed, even though they're following armed soldiers into combat, so you're obviously in danger. And do I understand you were in an armored vehicle that was hit by a roadside bomb in 2005?
Yes, ma'am, I was. Yes, ma'am, I was.
What happened?
It was August of 2005. We were in Mosul, in fact. We were coming down in a Stryker vehicle, and we were hit by an IED. And I'm fine. Everybody was fine in the vehicle, but it was I owe my life to my chaplain assistant.
What did he do?
He got me out of the vehicle because I was stunned when it hit, and he pulled me out of the vehicle and got me aside, and you know we were okay, we were fine, but it was all I remember. It was very loud and very bright. That's all I can tell you.
How does an Army chaplain deal with soldiers who struggle with justifying killing the enemy when their faith says killing is wrong? Doesn't that put you and other military chaplains in sort of a difficult position?
Well, not at all. Chaplains are not in the Army to change a person's belief system. That we're there to support their belief system. And any soldier, you know, who has a problem, come and talk to us about it. We do have pensions as objectors, and if he makes that known to his commander, the chaplains are part of the process of helping them to either change their occupational specialty or maybe to leave at that point.
Chaplain Rutherford, I'm just wondering how chaplains are going to deal with the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I mean, what if an Army chaplain believes homosexuality is a sin? How will they deal with that, or how will they deal with a soldier coming forward saying, I can't live with this decision?
Well, you know, we don't have to agree with what is happening, but a lot of chaplains would never, ever turn their back on their soldiers. Dale Getz, we'll talk about Chaplain Getz. He went out that day to get on that convoy to go out and see his soldiers. Now, he may not have agreed with everything that was going on with his soldiers all the time. He may have had a very different theological view of a lot of the soldiers, but he went out there to see them that day, and doesn't make a difference who they are or where they're from or what they believe sometimes. You're caring for them.
Do you think you'll be briefed by the military more clearly how to answer questions about implementing Don't Ask, Don't Tell and how they may conflict with religious beliefs?
Well, I think there's going to be some training that will come down, and maybe some specially modeled toward chaplains and how they can best continue to practice their own beliefs and continue to take care of soldiers.
Donald Rutherford is Deputy Chief of Chaplains for the U.S. Army. Chaplain Rutherford, thank you so much for speaking to us, and happy holidays.
Thank you, ma'am. You too.
By the way, a correction, the total number of American casualties in Afghanistan this year is 494.